Okay. Hi, my name is Eric Romalejo, and I have here with me my uncle, if you would like to introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Albert Sanchez. I'm Eric's uncle, godfather.
Yes, okay. So, right now, I'm at my house, and the date is December 11th. 2017, and I'm conducting the interview inside my home in my kitchen. So let's begin. So first, okay. So first I want you to tell me about one of the most important people in your life.
One of the most important people in my life? Historical people or just personal people?
Anyone.
I really don't have one particular person, but I can really tell you that I get inspired by people that thrive to better themselves. People that are aspire to be a better person. So I usually look for people that are like that, you know, they're trying to make a change or a difference in the world. And now that's been the past. Learn from the past, but basically learn from the people that are doing it now. And I'm pretty much, I can't really say I can pinpoint one person because there's so many influential people in our day, in our time now, that I'm just get inspired by little pieces by all these different people.
Is there one person that stuck out to you?
What's that?
Is there one person that stuck out to you?
One guy that stands out to me. Well, since I'm in the marketing space, an online marketing space, there is one or two people that actually influenced me a lot. Actually, three people that influenced me a lot, and one of them is Les Brown, the other one is Russell Bronson, and the other one is Gary Vaynerchuk.
Mm-hmm.
Those are guys that are probably making a great movement now, during this era, and then Les Brown is pretty much somebody that's old school.
Tell me about these people who have been the greatest influence on your life. What lessons did they teach you?
Well, if we talk about Les Brown pretty much talks to you about, you know, believing in yourself and knowing that you can make a change in this world. That you should believe in yourself, believe deeply in yourself, that you could make things possible no matter what obstacles life throws at you. You have it within you to make things possible, as long as you believe. That's probably like the essence of him. Russell Bronson, probably this is like the marketing genius of our era right now, where he pretty much teaches you and shows you how online marketing is done now, how social media is used nowadays, how YouTube, Facebook, all these social media platforms are being used for advertising. That's how it used to be done before it was through TV ads, mailing ads. Things have changed, the era has changed, the media has changed. So he's been a very influential in that. And Gary Vaynerchuk, that guy's pretty much a straight shooter. Pretty much telling you how things are in the world and how life is, and it's not gonna be an easy journey, but you gotta stick to it. And pretty much, he's pretty bold and straight shooter. He doesn't fluff it or doesn't make things look like all is roses. He pretty much tells you straight on what's going on in the world and how this era is and where how the world is going towards, where it's going to, what the future is.
That's nice. Well, this is kind of similar to that, but who has been the kindest to you and why?
Who has been the kindest? this to me?
Yeah.
Out of these three people or anybody in general?
Anybody.
The kindest to me. Kindest to me. That's kind of like a difficult thing.
Hmm.
Kindest. Huh. That's a good question. Who has been the kindest? I would actually say maybe the kindest has been your mom, your grandma.
Hmm.
I mean, your grandma. Your grandma's probably like the kindest and the one that pretty much inspires and actually encourages the things that I do. And she's pretty much very positive about the things, about what I'm doing. I would probably say she has been the kindest, I would say.
Hmm. Is there anything particularly kind, like, that you would consider, like, was the most kindest thing that she ever did for you?
Most kindest thing that she's ever did. Just pretty much always supportive.
Mm.
Always been supportive on everything that I've done. Every different career that I've chose to try and go for. She's always, pretty much always been there. Push me in. And say, yeah, you can do it, go for it. She's never been really negative of the thing. They're very supportive.
Has it ever helped you?
That's her grandfather, too.
Ah, nice.
Has it ever helped you? Helped me? Yeah, definitely helps me, because having the support of your family is always a great thing. Because if you didn't have the support and you had people around you that say, no, you're crazy, don't be doing that, and they're always negative, of course, what your choices in life are, then it can actually hurt you. So them being supportive has always been a good thing. Then also your uncle, Alex, has always been very, very supportive. He's always there. Even though as brothers, my brother, you know, they're always teasing each other and stuff like that, but an older brother.
So, just learning from any of these people, why don't you share some important lessons that you've learned in life?
What was that again?
Share some important lessons you've learned in life.
Share some what?
Important lessons that you've learned
important
in life.
Important lessons?
Yeah.
That I learned from
in,
them?
In life. Pretty
in
much.
Life?
Yeah. Did you say there were four?
Four what?
Like four lessons?
Did you say four?
I heard four.
I didn't say four.
Oh, that's funny. So is that like the only one then?
How many do you want? Do you want four?
Well,
I
wasn't asking more like for four. I was just asking if I was like more than one, or if there was like.
Pretty much that. It's like once you conquer yourself, you gotta love yourself, believe in yourself. Once you believe in yourself and you love yourself, anything in the world is at your hand. It's in your hand. You can accomplish anything, conquer anything. Why? Because you believe in yourself and you know you can do it. You know you can make it. than anybody. You know? Life is not easy. Life is really, really hard. But if you can make it easy because you believe it in yourself, then you just lessen the burden of what life throws at you. Those are probably the lessons I've learned through life.
Okay. How about some earliest childhood memories?
I've always been video games. I always remember staying up till 4 o'clock in the morning playing video games, Atari 2600, and television with Alex, with your uncle. Your uncle, myself, and your dad, and your grandpa. So us three. Your grandpa, which is my dad, my brother Alex, stayed up like till the wee morning, morning things of the day, playing video games, just having a good old time, you know, having bonding together. Also, other memories, just playing basketball outside in the garage area, right down the driveway. And when we got back from school, we would play basketball, your uncle and myself. And then when your grandpa would come home from work, and be all in his work clothes, all dirty and everything, work clothes, because he works for Nasco back then. He used to work for Nasco. He would take the time to play with us, and he would play basketball with us. So those were always one of the biggest fondest memories, playing basketball with your grandpa and playing video games with grandpa and your uncle, my brother.
So kind of going along with memories, are there any funny stories people tell about you from when you were growing up? Because you guys, what kind of period was this like in school? Like, was it elementary or middle or high school? Like, when?
What was it? What do you mean?
Like, how long ago was this? Like, what point in school? Like, high school?
What about school?
Yeah, I was just like,
what about it?
I was specifying, like, is it, was that like during middle school or high school? Like, did it when you guys maybe might have looked alike or something? Or how long ago was it?
How long ago was high school with your uncle?
Or when it happened? Do you remember when it was?
I graduated in 1989.
Oh, but, it was just a story you were telling me, like, was that during middle school or high school?
Like I said, I think I mentioned that on the interview. I said it was during high school.
Ah, I didn't hear that.
That time period when people were thinking that we were twins or that, you know, or who was older was during high school.
All right. I was just making sure I heard that. So, what have you accomplished so far, personally and personally and professionally, that makes you proudest, and why?
Well, I've always strived for more. I've always strived to better myself. From a very young age, I always tried to create a business. Even when I was in high school, I tried that. When I got to high school, I tried that. Obviously, through life and stuff like that, things didn't happen. But I did accomplish some goals in life. I didn't finish school for certain reasons, personal family reasons. But I don't think that I ever permitted that to stop me from achieving my goal. And to this day, I still feel like one has to continue bettering themselves. Career-wise, I'm in a career where it's, and I'll be truthful and honest with you, it's a career, it's really a job, I just got a job, but in the...
Do you remember what the reason was why you couldn't finish school? Hello? Oh, sorry.
Hello?
Oh,
looks like we got cut off.
Yeah, I think so. Because I couldn't hear through that. Sorry. I was just going to ask, like, do you remember what the reason was that you couldn't finish school?
What?
Do you remember, like, what was the family reason why you couldn't finish school? Sorry. Okay. No, it's fine. It's fine. Tell me how you would like people to remember you.
How would I like people to remember me?
Like, how would they? Would you ever plan on making a change for the better of the world?
Always doing, always planning, making change for the better every day. It'll never stop. Every day you should plan to change for the better. You always grow, you always learn. You don't know everything, you never will learn everything. So you might as well always try to learn so you can better yourself.
That's good. Would you be willing to share a happy or sad memory with me?
A happy or sad memory?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. A happy memory. Okay. Family's always been happy for me. Always being around family, probably like the most I cherish. Those are usually the times that I'm really excited and happy to be around everybody because I can, you know, it's the distance of having your happy. nephews, your brother, seeing your brothers and sisters having their kids, being around them, that brings me joy and brings me happiness.
Mm-hmm.
What brings me sadness is not me myself not having my own family, not having my own kids. That brings me sadness. But I know that it's not impossible, and it's not something that I don't think will ever happen, because I know it will. But at the moment, those probably become like that, my sad moments.
Okay, that answered my question that I had. Oh, could you ever, like, pinpoint, like, is there ever one time that you could think of specifically where you either had, like, one of these memories? Is there one time that you can recall?
Usually when we're always together, like birthdays or Christmas, those are usually the times the happiest moments. We'll go watch a movie, or we'll go see the release of Star Wars as a family, or stuff like that. Pretty much when I do see all you guys, you know, whenever I see you guys, that's my happy moment.
Right.
Are you on the iPad? Change quickly. It's been like an hour since you showered. There's no reason why you shouldn't have changed right now. You hear me?
Not me.
Anything else?
Yeah. I'm just gonna... This one is the last one here, but if I find something... Actually, I have two sections. Never mind. Thinking about future generations and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there wisdom or advice you would like to share with them?
Go after your dreams. Go after your dreams. What you truly, really want to do. Never settle for whatever job. Don't settle for any mediocre job just because it's a job. Just because you're told that society tells you you have to go to school, finish school, get a job, get a family, and then you dock. No, enjoy yourself. You only have one life. And if you're going to make the best of it, make the best of it with what you love to do and strive for that. Strive for what is in your heart. And don't let the world tell you what you're supposed to do. Find yourself. Go look for yourself and make it happen. Realize that. Realize that that life, that that dream.
Are there any ways that you can put yourself out there?
What's that?
Is there anything that you can do, like anything specifically?
Anything specifically?
Yeah.
Just go for yourself. Go for what you want to do. Find what you want, what you love to do, and find a way to make a living out of it. Because obviously, you just can't be in the world doing whatever and not make any money. Because unfortunately, life, in order to survive, to live, to eat, to have a roof over yourself, you need to have some type of income, some type of money coming in. But if you know you have to do that, then you might as well look for something that you love and make the money, make that career, and have that money come in through that career. But something that you love to do, that you know that you're going to wake up every morning and say, wow, I love what I do. Nothing really specific. Just gotta do it. Hey, hold on, I gotta call you back.
Actually, that's great. Thank you for being able to do this for me. Bye.